Listen, the next 5 to 8 podcasts, you could easily take out of context and throw me under the bus. So listen to my heart. Listen to all of the podcasts, and then wait for the very last final one, the very last podcast of this series on this topic, before you judge or start throwing stones, especially if you're a woman. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Heckman. Hey, reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. I always get back to my listeners. Sometimes it takes 1, 2, 3, or 5 days. I have a feeling with this series, I'm going to get inundated again. So give me a little bit of time. But if you want to talk to me, that's how you reach me. Also, we're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. Ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. So we're starting a series, and it's called The 5 Things a Godly Woman Does for Her Husband. Today is respect. What are the other 4? Well, you got to tune in, but they get heavier and hotter as we go along. Now, what's the problem if they can't do these 5 things? I mean, what would cause a woman to not do the 5 things her husband needs? Well, that will be podcast number 6. And then we'll get to a man's responsibility to make it easier for a woman to do these 5 things. And that will probably be podcast number 7 and 8. But hang in there. So there was a story of a woman who hated her husband. She goes to a lawyer and she says, I want to get a divorce. The lawyer can tell that she doesn't like him. And he says, you obviously really hate your husband. And she said, oh, to the nth degree. And he said, do you really want to hurt him? And she said, oh, yes, I do. And he said, well, do this. Go home. Act like nothing's the matter. Act like you're madly in love with him. Serve him. Dote on him. Wait on him. Love him. Love him physically. Love him sexually. Love him. Just do everything you can. And then when he thinks you're madly in love with him, then serve him papers and tell him you want a divorce. It'll destroy him. And she said, that's a great idea. So she does it. She disappears. The lawyer doesn't see her for 6 months, a year. A year and a half goes by. He runs into her and he says, hey, I remember you came to my office and you were going to divorce your husband, whatever came of it. And she said, divorce my husband? Are you kidding me? Why would I ever divorce such a loving, amazing man? And that's kind of where we're going today. As ladies listen to this, you can be like, well, my husband doesn't deserve this. And you're putting the cart before the horse. You bring out the best in your husband by how you treat him. You don't treat him the best by how he treats you. Love is not reciprocal. You don't say, well, I'll love you if you love me. Love has no price tag. You just love. Remember 1 Corinthians 13? Love keeps no record of wrongs. Why would Paul say that? Because he's saying, look, people who go, well, I love you, but only if you love me. And, oh, you don't love me, then, oh, I'm not going to love you. Oh, you only love me 50%, then I'm only going to love you 40%. So today, let's jump into number 1, what a woman needs to do for a husband is respect. Now, I always do some research, and I came across an article by Nancy Anderson, who wrote an amazing article for Crosswalk, and it was regarding loving your husband through respect. And she states that she and her husband were on the brink of divorce, and he was argumentative and defensive and angry, but she realized he was only that way because of her lack of respect and that she was being controlling. So she was convicted and came up with these 3 things, and I honestly don't think I can improve upon them, so I'll put the link in the notes, but here they are. She came up with VIP. V is for verbal respect. She decided to pull back on arguing, complaining, pointing out what is lacking in their relationship, what is lacking in him, and decided to add more compliments, more verbal affection. Verbal respect is like the seasoning in your marriage, and it goes a long way. She then decided to respect him intellectually. What does that mean? She decided to respect her husband's intellect by, you know, well, let's put it this way. How many women treat their husbands like they're just stupid? They speak and act with like there's this disdain towards them. And why? Because when you talk to men, they want to fix things. And so women many times look down on that, but let them fix it. Respect their intellect. Thank them for their opinion and let them know, well, how you feel afterwards and tell them, you know what? I'm going to think and pray over what you shared. I'm going to think and pray over your thoughts. I'm going to think and pray over how you wanted to fix it. You're respecting their intellect. Instead of telling them they're wrong, ask them kindly to explain their opinion or ideas behind what they say. You know what? Truth be told, there's very, very, very little that is actually right or wrong. It's always a matter of opinion. And women, you know what? You just show a huge amount of disrespect when you treat a husband as if he's stupid or wrong simply because his opinion is different or simply because he wants to fix things. When a man wants to fix things, he does so because he loves you. So just because his opinion is different doesn't mean it's wrong. It means it's different. And the third way she said to respect her husband was physically. So VIP, P for physical. Respect your husband physically. Now, there are many ways we can go with this, but I'm going to point out some of the things that Nancy shared in her article. She said, respect your husband by how you look. Yes, your physical appearance. Maybe not just always sweats and a t-shirt. Or maybe not, you know, come home from work and you dump your work clothes for, you know, the same black pants and the same, you know, whatever, top, you know, and the makeup goes up. Maybe when you're around your husband, still stay slightly dressed up. Maybe some makeup, some perfume. Now, some might get offended by this, but trust me, by respecting your husband physically in that manner, it goes a long way. Also, how you respect his physical needs. Do you do his laundry? Do you cook for him? How are the kids taken care of? How does he see you taking care of the kids? Again, this is not to make the woman subservient, but it is to show respect for some of the physical needs in the household. And then finally, we have the physical needs in the sexual needs. How do you take care of his physical needs? Respecting those. She says in her article, her husband likes to be respected at least twice a week. Now, there's no right or wrong in that, but again, understand, ladies, that you bring out the best in your husband by how you love them. Ladies, if you're listening, there are a lot of men out there right now who are trying, sincerely trying, and they're not perfect, but they're burning out. They won't leave you, but they're checking out mentally, emotionally, physically, and not out of hate or bitterness, but just out of self-preservation. Their fuel is respect. It feeds them, and you're not giving it to them, and they're pulling back just in order to survive. Think about it. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.